Well, thanks again for coming and for being here. I don't know much about you or your music. I listened to a little
Oh.
bit when I heard you were coming. But what's your story?
Well, you want me to want the long version? We can do
If you want.
that. I grew up in small town Utah. I'm a Green River, Utah boy. And growing up, obviously there's not a whole lot of arts going on in the metropolis of Green River, Utah, of 800 people. But I had an amazing music and drama teacher, and she inspired me and introduced me to musicals, to the arts, and I just fell in love with it. And then in ninth grade, she took us up to see Les Miserables for the first time in Salt Lake City. You know, it was my first professional theater experience, and I just fell in love with it. I was blown away by what I was feeling and what I was seeing on that stage. And I wanted to do that myself. And so from that point forward, I took advantage of every opportunity I had in that small town to develop my talents and to pursue my dream of being on Broadway. I got into the musical theater program at Brigham Young University Provo, and by some miracle, actually, you know, was able to develop my talents there. And anyway, from there, it's led to a very satisfying professional career. I was able to be on the Broadway tours of Les Miserables, the one that started it all, as well as Phantom of the Opera. I've done a lot of regional theater around the country, in Los Angeles, Seattle, Utah, Boston, you know, you name it. And we lived in New York for a while. But anyway, so yeah, and I also do a lot of recording, as well as some film work, and have been able to work with the LDS Church on several projects, and in both film as well as stage, which has been incredibly satisfying. And so yeah, it's been wonderful. And now here I am at BYU Idaho, about ready to perform a concert of Patriots and Pioneers.
So what is that like? I mean, the first show you went to, Les Mis, you loved it, and then being on Broadway and doing that, what's that like?
Well, for me, it was particularly special because Les Mis, as I mentioned, was the one that started it all, and that was my first real professional gig. And so, literally, I was working on the same stage that I saw all those years ago because it had been running that long. And so it was. I just remember walking on that stage, that big turntable. For those of that know Les Mis, you know the old staging of it. They had this big turntable, and just walking on that thing, you know, before a show started, and I was just like, "Wow, this is what started all for me. This is what inspired me." And I had just a deep feeling of gratitude that I was able to get to that point, that I was blessed enough to develop my talents to be able to fulfill this wonderful dream I had to be able to be on that stage. And here I was, you know, the thing that had started it all for me. So it was really surreal. And then it's just thrilling. It's always thrilling, you know, to be part of any production that you feel can touch people's lives, that can inspire them and bless them, you know, in a way. Just as that show had done for me. So it's always thrilling to be part of any show that does that. That's something that's very important to me.
So what would you say is the hardest part about doing shows on Broadway?
The hardest part is just getting into the show, to be quite honest. It's a really difficult career. There's a lot of very talented people out there. Everybody can sing, dance, and act, and it's just really which one do they want, you know, for the role. And so it's a tough, tough life. It's also a very tough life on a family as well, you know, and my wife and my children have had to make some sacrifices many times for this career. But my wife and my children have both been very, very supportive of it, and so I feel very grateful in that way. For instance, when I was on tour with Phantom of the Opera, we had three children at the time, and so they weren't as transportable and flexible because they were in school and that sort of thing. And so I basically left for 2 years. You know, I would come home maybe once a month for a day or two, And that was a big sacrifice, and it was hard. But we tried to stay connected as much as we could while I was on tour. So thank goodness for technology and you know, video conferencing and things. So we were able to work together. I was able to talk to my kids, able to see them. We were able to pray together over the phone. Sometimes I'd call them up, you know, in the middle of a performance, and we'd have our nightly prayers. And anyway, it was tough, but we got through it, and a lot of good lessons learned. So yeah, just getting into the show and then just realizing that it's very tough on a family. And so, but that's really the toughest thing about Broadway for me. That's the thing that I look at.
So how many years did you do kind of Broadway and living in New York, things like that?
You know, that has been kind of on and off. I would say for the majority of the last 18 years or so, I've pursued this professionally in one form or another. Either I was, in New York. I was in New York for about 4 years doing that, but I was on tour with Phantom for two. I was on tour with Les Mis for like 18 months. And then beyond that, I was just doing a lot of regional theater around the area. So again, it's kind of on and off, you know, in between gigs. I would, if we were living in Utah, I was working at BYU. I'm an instructor there, you know, adjunct faculty in both theater and music. I've even taught seminary in between all of this full time. And so, yeah, there's just been a lot of things that you know, you go from one thing to the other. I even threw in there graduate school. That's one of the reasons I was in Boston. So I went and pursued my graduate studies at Boston Conservatory. So, and while during that time, I was also working in professional theater there. So again, it's on again, off again. It's hard to keep it full time unless you're living in New York, or unless you have the Broadway job. Usually you're just trying to go from gig to gig. It's a freelancer's world, really, and there's nothing that's set as far as your employment or anything. It's kind of a crazy job.
It sounds like it.
Not a whole lot of security.
So on top of that, you've also done some acting for the church, and you're in a couple different films and Mormon Messages, I think, things like that.
Yeah.
How has that been?
Oh, that working for the church has been by far the most fulfilling of anything that I've done professionally. Because again, you know, going back to what I said before, something that's extremely important to me is using these God-given talents to bless people's lives for good. And I can't imagine anything that would be more directly impactful than being part of productions that promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, that teach it, and that help people to strive to feel the spirit of that. And so being able to be part of productions like the Joseph Smith film and some stage work like Savior of the World, and then I went out to Nauvoo and was part of the Nauvoo pageant, you know, in its beginning. Those are just really, really thrilling for me because it's something that I don't have to put on. It's not like a character. These are feelings are real. This is my feelings and my testimony, really. And I get to share that with the audience. And that's what I'm passionate about, you know, the opportunity to be able to share what's important to me, what I feel like is going to bless the lives of that audience. And so being part of productions like that are extremely important to me and very meaningful. And for instance, the Pioneers and Patriots, you know, the same thing, able to share something that's very dear to my heart and through music, through word, and just share a bit of me, my testimony, my feelings about the gospel of Jesus Christ, about how I know it will bless people's lives and that their lives will be the better for it if they accept it, you know, and apply it in their lives. And so, I feel very strongly about that. And those are the things, much more even so than Broadway, you know, that I feel are my most meaningful contributions as an artist and as a professional.
So you brought up the concert here tomorrow, Patriots and Pioneers. What can people expect for this show?
Something wonderful. I mean, it's really a remarkable show. We went through it last night. It's very inspiring from a patriotic point of view. The beginning section is going to be, you know, a lot of patriotism and very beautifully put. And then the remainder is going to be about pioneers. But this is going to be kind of special because I had an opportunity to contribute to the script and share with them some stories of my pioneer ancestors and from their journals and some of the things that they did and went through. And so I have an opportunity to, and they took that and went with it. And so I'm going to kind of be narrating through some of these stories that happened to them and sharing songs that touch on their experiences and what happened with them. And so it's really beautiful. And some of my most requested music will be sung, Savior, Redeemer of My Soul, Bring Him Home. I'm really, really impressed. And obviously that the talent level here at BYU Idaho is incredible. Some amazing musicians, dancers, and singers that just are just top of the line, and it's a privilege to be able to work with them. It's a really beautiful program.
And have you ever performed in the Eye Center here before?
No, this is my first time at the Eye Center. My first time was about a year or so ago. I came here to do an oratorio in the music building. It's just one of the recital halls there. I had the opportunity to tour and see the Eye Center, which was just blew my mind. It's just a beautiful, beautiful center. But this is my first time to be able to be there and perform in it. So I'm really excited. It's a beautiful facility, and it's a fantastic crew that you have there. And it's going to be something to behold. Definitely come.
We're definitely excited for it. But I want to talk a little bit about the music that you've recorded. You have three CDs, I think, or is
yes.
there? Okay,
yeah,
three,
I have
CDs.
Three CDs. Uh-huh.
Do you have any original music, or is it all?
No, I'm not a songwriter. Unfortunately, I cover music, but I find music that's really meaningful to me and things that I connect with, and then record that, I just find really good arrangements and good arrangers to take that and make something really beautiful out of it.
So for you, what's your favorite song to perform?
It's like trying to ask me what my favorite child is or who my favorite child is. The ones that I know that have been the most requested and the ones that I love the most are the ones that I hear about. And it's been neat. I mean, one of my favorite things in the world is to get like emails from random people who have said that, you know, I just need to tell you how much I love this song and how much it is meant to me. One of those is Savior, Redeemer of My Soul. That particular arrangement and that my recording of it has just meant a lot to a lot of people, and I am so grateful for that. You know, people who said that it just really got me through a really difficult time in my life, or on my mission, I just had to listen to it, you know, during these really dark times, and it helped give them hope, helped to give them, you know, the strength to be able to get through whatever it is that they were going through. So that's really, really touching to me. And means a lot, and that makes me feel like, okay, I've contributed something. You know, I've done something worthwhile with my talents, and I'm grateful for that. Another one, I had mentioned this, the one that people often request is Bring Him Home. I had the opportunity to sing that song at President Thomas S. Monson's 85th birthday celebration years ago, and that was a really neat experience, being able to perform it in the conference center, you know, for him. But even before then and certainly after that, that song just means so much to so many people. It's going to be applied to the patriotic side of the program. And so, and even just recently, I had the opportunity at an Army ball when they were recognizing the Gold Star families, you know, families that have lost sons or brothers or sisters who fought in the armed forces, be able to sing that song in that setting and with that lens, you know, with that frame of mind and perspective. Think singing Bring Him Home or something like that is just, it's just beyond words, you know, and just how meaningful that that song can be and to so many people in so many different circumstances. But a lot of people have found meaning in that song. And so I love singing it because it, again, you know, it's just a song that touches people's hearts and lives in really beautiful ways. And there's nothing more thrilling for me than to be a little part of that.
So how would you say that your faith has influenced you as a musician and as an actor?
Oh, in every way. Because it's who I am, you know. I can't be true to myself as an artist if I don't know who I am and what I believe and what I feel is important for me to share. it has influenced everything from my choice of songs that I choose to record as a recording artist, but it's especially influenced my decisions as an actor, because there's a lot of theater out there, but not all of it do I want to be part of. You know, I have to look at the show, and I have to say, well, what's the message here? And what am I being asked to do or say? And is that something I want to put my name to? Is that something I want to put the name of my my church to, my beliefs, my testimony on? Do I feel like it's worthy of that? And so I try to make my decisions accordingly. being an actor to me is more than just getting the job, you know, just getting whatever job that comes along. It's got to be something that is just going back to what I said before, just worthy of my name, worthy of the name of the church, and that it's something that I put my stamp of approval on. And so my morals have to dictate a lot of what I do, because theater's powerful, music's powerful. It sends a message, and there's things to be learned, and there's messages being taught, and I have to decide whether or not I want to put my talents and energies towards promoting that message and promoting that that story that's being told. And so it's influenced me in every way. And it has meant a lot of sacrifice, for sure. I mean, there's shows that I've had to not audition for, or I've had to turn down, or you know, in my career, and or when I'm in a show, just saying, no, I can't do that, or I'm not going to say that, or whatever. And it's hurt, but I don't regret it at all. I mean, it's what I knew I needed to do. I would have regretted a whole lot more had I pursued that, and gone against my moral beliefs and feelings. So, yeah, it's influenced me in every way, and it's been a guiding light for me and for my whole life. And I'm grateful for that guidance. In fact, that's when I first married my wife. She wasn't very happy about the idea of marrying an actor. You know what I mean? About pursuing this crazy career, and rightly so. But it was, and I had been praying about this for years, about whether I should pursue this as a career. And you know, I had always had the dream of it, but then now I started facing the reality: can I really provide for a family in this? and then one day, right after I was married, I got the answer that I was to pursue this as a career, finally. And then I had to go tell my wife about it. And I'm like, you know, I've been praying about it. And I really think this is what I'm supposed to do now. And she's like, well, let me go pray about it. And so she did. And I'm very grateful to say, it doesn't always happen this way, but she received the same answer I did. And in that moment, and from that point on, we committed that we would always rely on the Lord to help us make the decisions we needed to make in this crazy career. And that included the things that I auditioned for, where I went, you know, and what we needed to do that would help me not only succeed in this career, but more importantly, that would be a blessing to the family. And that's been the big thing. I've had to kill my career several times, to be quite honest, because it was just the best thing for our family, and it's what we felt guided and prompted to do. And so we've had to make some really difficult decisions. We felt impressed to do things, to leave certain jobs or leave certain places that was honestly just career killing. And but it needed to be done. And it's neat, because looking back on it, I kind of see the blessings that came as a result of that, and the opportunities that I've had to be able to work with the church and to do other things that would not have come had we not made those decisions. And so being guided by the Spirit has been foundational in our life and in this career. It's been absolutely necessary, not only to help me to stay on that straight and narrow path, because it's really treacherous in the performing arts world, to make some very wrong decisions. And so we knew we needed to stay close to that in order to stay, to make the right choices, to help myself to keep my testimony safe and strong, and be able to live the way that I want to live. And so, yeah, it's meant everything.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your career, about the show tomorrow, anything?
Just come to the show. It's beautiful. It's inspiring, and you will be touched. I promise. It's a beautiful show, and I'm excited to share the songs that will be shared, and the stories that will be shared in particular. I believe everybody will find it very inspiring, and so I hope everybody will come.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dallin.
You're welcome.